This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Listen, buddy, sorry to call you late, but I really think I want to see this one on 202. There's a La Plata over there on the Mesa up there in the Marine Terrace. I've just been studying it, and all of a sudden the light bulb went off, and I have to see it before it's gone. Is it gone? Okay, sorry. The email's It's just
Welcome. And thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. But 2 weeks in a row, we had actor Rick Rossovich doing a Rockford bit. Last week, I think he might have anticipated I would use it, but this definitely not. This was a real buyer leaving a real message, and a couple of expletives there had to be deleted. And I tried to look up the house. I'm not sure I remember that showing, but this goes back to 2012. That's amazing. Today's guest, historian, as a matter of fact, if I have time in this segment, I'm going to read you some emails from Rick Rossovich inside baseball, inside Hollywood. Very interesting. Today's guest, historian David Petrie, his book, The Best and Last Place, History of the Santa Barbara Cemetery. It ties into the history of many noteworthy figures in Santa Barbara's history. And there's some stuff I know from my notes that you're going to learn. Very interesting. And he does periodic tours down at the cemetery, and we'll tell you how to go. He's got one coming up. I think it's May 24th, but all the info will be in the next segment. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. But first, as I've been doing for the past 108 weeks, I'm telling you what the median price is of what's in escrow, the pending listings. And it's $2.3 million. A little bit higher than the week before, a little bit lower than the week before. For the last 10 weeks, it's been about the $2.3 million range. It varies depending on what closes and what goes into escrow. But 87 is the number, and it's been in the 80s for the last several weeks. It was actually in the 90s for about 5 weeks in a row. So a lot of pending, and that's why the year-to-date number of sales is up. It's 17 and a half sales per week last year at this time. It was 16.4 sales per week. The last 6 months of 2025, it was 17.81 sales per week. And the first 6 months of 2025, it was 17.31 sales per week. So here we are at 17.5 sales per week. Let's see what the rest of May and June brings. To see if we can hit the 17.81 sales for the last 6 months of 2025. So 17.5 sales per week year to date. Last year, 16.4. The year before that, 14.3. And the year before that, 12.6. So jumping up two sales per week starting in 2023. And here we are jumping up by one sale per week from last year. And looking down to 2015, you know, it was 20 sales per week. It was in the 19s, in the 18s. 2020, it was only 15.7 sales per week. And then the unicorn year, 2021, 28 sales per week, dropping down to 19 and a half. And then, as mentioned, dropping way down to 12.6 in 2023, then going up, averaging two sales per week. And in this year, 2026, going up one sale per week to 17.5 sales per week. So the median price, $2,228,000 year to date. Last week it was $2,320,000. So a big drop. And why is that? Why do you ask? Well, when we do the weekly MLS updates, you'll see a huge number of sales, 23. Here we are averaging 17 and a half sales per week, 23 sales, and the median price, a lowly $1,850,000. That's from the fourth segment, weekly MLS update. So that brought the year-to-date down because, you know, you don't have a ton of listings, and 23 is a big number, way over the average per week. So that impacted the year-to-date median price. The last 6 months of 2025, the median price, $2,285,000. And so we've been hovering around $2,300,000-something, but this week down to $2,228,000. Again, it'll be interesting to see where we end up, the number of sales and the median price for the first 6 months. I did, for some reason, 16 days on market is what we've been, the median days on market for those sales. And last year it was 15 days on market. And that's a big change from the last 6 months of 2025 when it was 22 days on market. So a bit of a selling frenzy, almost the same number of sales per week. Median price, almost the same as the last 6 months of 2025. It fluctuates. Right now it's lower. So that's interesting. Also, I took note last year, year to date, there were two sales under $1 million. I took note because maybe the prior years there were no sales under $1 million. And in 2026, we have six sales under $1 million. Again, small numbers, but it's interesting to see that increase, and I've noticed it. Any questions? Oh, the median price, the last 5 years, with the exception of last year, crazy. Last year, first 6 months of 2025, median price, $2,650,000, just soared due to Montecito having a huge number of high-end sales. Third segment, I'll take a look at volume of sales, which I never look at, but someone mentioned it to me, sounded interesting. So with the exception of last year, the last 5 years from 2023, the median price has been, you know, constant, you know, $2,250,000. It's been in that range with the exception of the blip, like I said, from the first 6 months of 2025, which was $2,650,000. So that's a 5 year cluster. 2021, it was $2.1 million. So a little bit lower than the last 5 years. Another 5 year cluster was from 2016 to 2020. It was about $1.3 million range, plus or minus. And then 2015 rather was alone at $1,175,000 was the year to date median price, through the better part of May. $1,175,000. And then the next 5 years around $1.3 million, then going over $2 million in 2021, and then around $2,250,000 range for the 5 years of 2022 through 2026. Okay, that's year to date. Anyone you want to date? Okay, I have inventory and volume. Maybe we'll save that for the third segment. But since the Rockford bit was Rick Rossovich, actor, big claim to fame was playing Slider in Top Gun, the original Top Gun, and a lot of movies. This guy had a great career, and you know it's tough to make money. So I got an email from him July 28, 2024. I don't know why this came up. This guy should write a book. He just standard email to me. He's got a memory like a steel trap. He says, Don Murray played my father in a CBS TV show I did back in the early 90s, sometime, I think. It was called Sons and Daughters, and I played a son named Spud Lincoln, a good father type with two kids and a wife. Lucy Arnaz played my sister. We did 13 episodes, and it was canceled. It premiered after the Super Bowl, which was the greatest lot to have, but the Iraq War started as well, and everyone was glued to CNN. That's weird. Don Murray was a nice guy. I loved him in Bus Stop with Marilyn Monroe. I was making about $40,000 a week per episode, and I got good reviews. So when it got canceled immediately, CBS wanted me to do another show. And by the way, $40,000 a week in the early 90s, I did the math. That's over $80,000 or $90,000 a week today. Pretty good for a guy who's not Tom Cruise. So he jumped on a show for Don Belisario of Magnum PI fame and a million other hits. He fired me after the pilot and first episode, but they had to pay me for the entire 13-show run. Great payday, but getting fired didn't feel good. I didn't like where the show was headed, and I complained to the network. Can you imagine that? That's, you know, like, shut up and do your job. I also did the Kenny Rogers four-hour miniseries that year with Reba McEntire, so I was cooking on all four burners, and maybe I boiled over. I invested my money in real estate and lost my ass as well during that horrible downturn we had. The next day, he says he woke up and they were watching Pacific Blue. And there I was in my glory, 26 years younger. The episode was noteworthy because it featured Florence Griffin Joyner, the Olympic champion sprinter who still holds the world record in the 100, 200 meters. She won the gold in these events back in 1988. She would be dead a year later, shockingly, from an epileptic seizure that happened in her sleep. Very sad. Finally, Max Brooks, son of Mel and Ann Bancroft, was in the episode as well. I had met him 3 years earlier, or a few years earlier. Very nice guy. Pacific Blue was such a crummy show, and it's funny. It plays here in Sweden all these years later, and it isn't anything new. They just keep it in rotation. Well, that's pretty funny. And actually, there's more. Maybe I'll do it in segment three when he was on ER with George Clooney. Just a journeyman actor who, again, not Tom Cruise, but my goodness, what a career. And not just, you know, not just from the money. It's just great to make a living. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Coming up, my guest is historian David Petrie, his book, The Best and Last Place. We're going to talk about the Marble Forest, the cemetery, Santa Barbara Cemetery, and other cemeteries that opened and closed. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.